You'll hear a guide talking about the history of Chartwell, Winston Churchill's family house. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You'll hear the recording twice. You now have 50 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start.
Winston Churchill is such a widely known figure that it's easy to build a picture of him based on his actions and his perceptions from history. But what was he like as a person? What was he like at home in his most private spaces? Let's tour Chartwell, his family house, and get an insight into one of the most prominent and admired British historical figures. Chartwell was Churchill's beloved home. Coming from an aristocratic family, Churchill had always wanted a grand house. But being the son of a second son, who wasn't going to inherit the Marlborough fortune, Winston was not a wealthy man. So he set his sights a little lower and settled on an old manor house in the Weald of Kent. Initially, the house was not particularly grand. But for the rest of his life, Churchill would put his personal stamp on the place, and now it's forever associated with him. Winston adored the house for the views across the Weald of Kent, so the spaces inside are laid out best to show his favourite views. Churchill was also an enthusiastic amateur painter, and most of his paintings are on display throughout the house, but they wouldn't have been when he lived there. Churchill painted more than 500 paintings in his lifetime. He would take his paints on his holidays and paint wherever he and his wife went. Therefore, many of his paintings aren't of particularly English scenes at all. He especially loved the light in southern France, and many of his paintings are of French locales. The house was a place to entertain, and Chartwell had many visitors. The Churchills did not hold big parties there, though. That was done at their London house. Guests at Chartwell were usually personal guests. Anyone who came to stay overnight got to sign the guest book. Day guests didn't sign, though. The book features the signatures of the great and the good of the 20th century. The house was an intimate environment. This is reflected in the Art Deco dining room, which only seated up to 10 people. Incidentally, the dining room doubled as a film room. They'd close the curtains after they had eaten and had the perfect environment to project a film. Chartwell was a working home as well. Churchill employed 8 secretaries in the house. It explains how he managed to write so many books. When he would come home, he'd visit the room where they did their typing and sit down and read what the typists had been working on in his absence, and then give orders to them on what to fix and what to do next. After World War II, Churchill was broke when he was kicked out of office. He had very generous friends, though. They made improvements to the house for him, like adding an elevator for the ageing leader. They also banded together to buy the house for him to improve his finances. It was then donated to the National Trust with the proviso that Churchill and his wife could live there until they died. But there's more to Chartwell than the house and those who inhabited it. Chartwell was an estate. Changing the landscape took Churchill's entire life, and he was never really fully satisfied with it. He laid out gardens, he dug ponds, he planted trees. One of his most famous spots was the koi pond. There was a chair there, and he loved to sit there and feed the fish while pondering the problems of the world. Inspired by his childhood growing up and visiting the stately homes of the British aristocracy, Churchill wanted his own great gardens. His house may not have been grand, but he wanted it to sit perfectly in his landscape. And it worked for him.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. Now you will hear the text again.
Winston Churchill is such a widely known figure that it's easy to build a picture of him based on his actions and his perceptions from history. But what was he like as a person? What was he like at home in his most private spaces? Let's tour Chartwell, his family house, and get an insight into one of the most prominent and admired British historical figures. Chartwell was Churchill's beloved home. Coming from an aristocratic family, Churchill had always wanted a grand house. But being the son of a second son, who wasn't going to inherit the Marlborough fortune, Winston was not a wealthy man. So he set his sights a little lower and settled on an old manor house in the Weald of Kent. Initially, the house was not particularly grand, but for the rest of his life, Churchill would put his personal stamp on the place, and now it's forever associated with him. Winston adored the house for the views across the Weald of Kent, so the spaces inside are laid out best to show his favourite views. Churchill was also an enthusiastic amateur painter, and most of his paintings are on display throughout the house, but they wouldn't have been when he lived there. Churchill painted more than 500 paintings in his lifetime. He would take his paints on his holidays and paint wherever he and his wife went. Therefore, many of his paintings aren't of particularly English scenes at all. He especially loved the light in southern France, and many of his paintings are of French locales. The house was a place to entertain, and Chartwell had many visitors. The Churchills did not hold big parties there, though. That was done at their London house. Guests at Chartwell were usually personal guests. Anyone who came to stay overnight got to sign the guest book. Day guests didn't sign, though. The book features the signatures of the great and the good of the 20th century. The house was an intimate environment. This is reflected in the Art Deco dining room, which only seated up to 10 people. Incidentally, the dining room doubled as a film room. They'd close the curtains after they had eaten and had the perfect environment to project a film. Chartwell was a working home as well. Churchill employed 8 secretaries in the house. It explains how he managed to write so many books. When he would come home, he'd visit the room where they did their typing and sit down and read what the typers had been working on in his absence, and then give orders to them on what to fix and what to do next. After World War II, Churchill was broke when he was kicked out of office. He had very generous friends, though. They made improvements to the house for him, like adding an elevator for the ageing leader. They also banded together to buy the house for him to improve his finances. It was then donated to the National Trust with the proviso that Churchill and his wife could live there until they died. But there's more to Chartwell than the house and those who inhabited it. Chartwell was an estate. Changing the landscape took Churchill's entire life, and he was never really fully satisfied with it. He laid out gardens, he dug ponds, he planted trees. One of his most famous spots was the koi pond. There was a chair there, and he loved to sit there and feed the fish while pondering the problems of the world. Inspired by his childhood growing up and visiting the stately homes of the British aristocracy, Churchill wanted his own great gardens. His house may not have been grand, but he wanted it to sit perfectly in his landscape. And it worked for him.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the task.